The Brewers earned a road series win, and Brandon Woodruff was a big part of it. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Woodruff allowed a run on two hits with eight strikeouts in six innings to help the Brewers pull out a 3-1 victory over the Marlins yesterday. It was Woodruff's first big league start since 2023.
It was kind of strange. I'd be sitting here, and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years, and just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days, and then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. It's just like, you know what, if I just had one game left, you know, that would be cool.
Jackson Churio homered and drove in all three Brewer runs in the win. Full rosters for the 2025 Major League All-Star Game have been revealed. The only Brewer on the squad in the National League, pitcher Freddie Peralta. Manager Pat Murphy on Peralta, the All-Star.
To watch the maturation and the adjustment and everything else is amazing. But this year in particular, every reason to have divided attention. Every reason to wonder whether he was going to be traded. Every reason to wonder about, what about this? He just went out and every single time, consistent, compete. Something didn't go his way, he jumped back on it.
Peralta will start tonight against the Dodgers, entering with a 9-4 record and a 2.91 ERA. Free agent guard Ryan Rollins agreed to a 3-year, $12 million deal with the Bucks with a player option in the third season. Rollins spent most of last season on a two-way deal. Brian Campbell earned his second PGA Tour victory of the season, winning the John Deere Classic in a one-hole playoff over Emiliano Grillo. Campbell on persevering through losing his card, battling injuries and illness.
It means everything. You know, I've worked my entire life to be in this position, and unfortunately we had a couple years there where it wasn't looking so good. You know, you have to start thinking about, am I going to do something else? Maybe this route's not going to work out.
They finished regulation tied at 18 under par. Midwest League Wisconsin took two from Beloit, 1-0, and 7-6 in 10 innings. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.